Welcome to Getting Vocal. This is our weekly podcast. We are recording live on Extreme Voice Radio, February 5th, 2014. I'm Dr. Dave. We'd like to welcome Heath.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Not bad.
Cool.
Good. I don't know.
One of those, Danny.
Greetings.
How you doing, man?
And here.
I understand. And Elaine.
Hello, everyone.
Always a pleasure. Did you have a good day?
It was a pretty good day.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here. And
glad to be here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. We you know, try to make things interesting, and Elaine definitely makes things interesting. And I try my best.
You don't know what's going through this mind. And then it comes out my mouth.
And that is why the next half hour will be entertaining. If you'd like to interact with us, please do so. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. And we were talking about maybe having you suggest a show idea for us. If you have something you would like for us to discuss, or someone you'd like for us to interview, or a band you would like to hear, etc., etc.,
etc.,
etc., just drop us a line. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. And comments are welcome as well. We get a few of those. We get some testimonies from time to time. Good stuff. Want to start out by making you aware of something. Extreme Voice Student Ministries, or Extreme Voice Youth Group, or, yeah, one of those guys, the youth group, they here at the church, Voice of Praise, we're doing a water drive. There's a town called Bud. It's Bud, West Virginia.
Hmm.
And Bud has been without water, clean water, since September. Like, if they turn the faucet on, it literally runs out black.
That's gross. Mm.
And there's no end in sight for these wonderful people, and it's just a shame. And and this is unrelated to the big fiasco up in the Charleston area where the chemical got dumped in. They're too far away to even be affected by that. This is in Wyoming County, and it's actually only about 25 miles from where we're sitting now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we feel like we need to help out. We've seen there's a couple of churches that have already helped them, and we just want to really bless them with some clean water. So we're taking donations for water here at the church during service times. It'd be Wednesday night, Sunday morning, and and of course, if you can need to meet some other time, you can message us and we'll make that happen. Drop off water here. We're taking cases of water, bottles of water, jugs of water, tanks of water. If you can get it here, we'll take it, and we'll get it to the good people of Bud, and I'm very certain that'd be appreciated. I know I would if I was in their shoes. It has something to do with the waterworks and the person that cleans the water. They have a vacancy in that job for whatever reason and can't seem to fill it. So,
Dave?
Yeah.
Do you have an estimated time of delivery?
I don't currently, because we're not even sure if we're going to like set a deadline and a goal and all that, because we know this is an ongoing need.
Okay.
So right now it's just sort of organically unfolding. We have received several gallons already. We know this. We're going to, you know, as soon as we get something basically making it worth the trip, we're going to take it to them. And hopefully they can get something going and get their water supply cleaned up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horrible problem. But, yeah, we want to help out. If you're listening, you don't live anywhere near here, that's fine. Visit our website, VOPWC.org. That's Voice of Praise Worship Center, VOPWC.org. And we have a donate link right there on the front page. If you just type a quick note when you give that it's for the water drive, we will make sure that gets turned into water. And, that's a good thing. So, clean water. Don't take it for granted. You never know.
You never know.
Praise God. So, show ideas, drop us a line, facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. We would love to hear from you. So, everyone's had a good week, I take it, so far? Poor Danny. Danny's just kind of snickering. It can only get better, man.
I don't know.
You know what?
Look at how last week was going to this week.
You know, it's like Pastor was talking Sunday about turning everything over to Jesus, you know.
I needed that.
Worshiping in the hard times specifically. And yeah, I needed to hear it too. Business isn't great right now, but you know, praise God, it will get better. So we'll just weather the storm and take safety in God.
If not, we ought to spam sandwiches.
Hey, whatever happens, we know our basic needs are met. Absolutely. treat. The pastor said once about the reverse sucking sound it makes when it comes out of the can.
That's disgusting.
You know that's good stuff.
What, jelly?
That's a redneck caviar there, buddy. That's some good stuff. Oh, Lord. Wow, it's been a while. I haven't had, you know, my wife doesn't like it. She despises it.
Yeah, I don't
know. So I haven't had
it. I don't think I'm going there anymore.
Yeah. Some scrambled eggs, chop it up, put it all together.
Yeah, I'm not even really sure I want it.
A little bit of cheese.
You can barely even taste it.
Barely.
Egg absorbs all the
gooiness.
No, okay, yeah. I take it back. It's not
some
caviar.
Ketchup on it.
It's not redneck caviar. It's redneck tofu.
Ew.
Okay.
Our apologies to the Spam Corporation. We like you.
They have a knockoff called Tempt.
What?
Tempt?
I've seen a knockoff called Tempt. T-E-M-P-T.
Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm not feeling tempted, if that's what they're going after. Okay, yeah, I laugh, but, you know, hot dogs.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just a different form.
Exactly.
Yeah. One's more Jell-O.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Is meat supposed to move like that?
Well, one time it did.
There's nothing wrong with having fun.
Oh, man.
I bet you're wondering if we have a topic. It's spam.
It's spam.
Not really.
How do you like your spam?
Not in my inbox. Anyway, well, that almost sounded planned.
Right?
Wow. You guys are great. You bring out the best in all of us. Got an ear going flat there?
Yeah, one went dead there.
Uh-oh.
It's back.
Well, yeah, it's a premium wiring job we have here in the studio. So, yeah, we do have a topic, believe it or not. We might talk more about spam later. I don't know. Shoot us a line if you want us to. Hey, you know, whatever. Anything goes. That's why it's called getting vocal.
I don't think you should try something like that, maybe except once a year. That's probably all your heart can take.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor body. Sometimes it feels like it can't take much more.
Sliced tomato, mayonnaise.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that was well, since we're on the tangent, I got up here yesterday. I was working at the church yesterday, and I got my lunch out, and I had burger patties and bread and cheese and everything. And I looked at my lunch, and I looked again, and I looked, and I went, I find your lack of mayonnaise disturbing. Yeah, I didn't have any mayo, so I found some blue cheese dressing in the fridge. And
how did that work out for you?
Pretty good, but it got rich real fast. So I couldn't finish it, but I got most of it. It worked out great.
Yeah.
So yeah, my lovely wife made me a wonderful lunch. So
that's
sweet. I was very blessed.
Yes.
But yeah, that was my Star Wars line for the day. So, okay, topic.
Yes.
Last week we talked about preacher versus pastor, or pastor versus preacher. Basically, what's the difference? And I think the conclusion we came to was, you know, a pastor can be a preacher, but a preacher isn't necessarily a pastor. And a pastor doesn't necessarily preach, but usually does, because it's part of what they do. And yeah, without going into too much detail there, since that was last week's topic. But the question came up, what about preacher versus teacher? Because I know that they're used interchangeably a lot, and I'm pretty sure I know the difference, but I don't know if I know the difference. And since my research for tonight was all of about 5 minutes, I still don't really know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
Dynamics and delivery.
Dynamics and delivery. That's interesting. Dynamics. Is dynamics a part of it? Can you have a dynamic teacher?
I have yet to have one.
Oh, poor Danny.
There's no hope in sight for that.
Really? No dynamic teacher? Not even one?
No, that's pretty much monotone. But emotional, but monotone.
Bueller.
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 Anyone.
That's what's anyone. Making me think of Bueller.
Ben Stein.
Did you ever watch that, Heath?
Uh-uh.
Oh, really?
I saw the commercial.
We got to educate this boy. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, got to watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That's a staple.
I think it's on.
There's probably about 100 right famous quotes in that movie that people just keep repeating.
Yeah,
it's
Netflix
a cult following.
Has it. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that one, it's an interesting, I think there might be a little language in it, so.
Yeah, there's some language.
Use your own discretion.
Dynamics and what? Delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dynamics. I think I've had dynamic teachers, so maybe not so much on the dynamic, but delivery, that's interesting. Delivery. I did print out some notes. So this sheet I've printed out has... excuse me. Trying not to burp on the air here.
I think you just did.
Must have been that treat.
Yeah,
earlier.
The spam, right? Hot dogs.
Sneeze. Burp.
Well,
don't go any further.
Well, then.
I'll cough.
Well, at least I don't have the hiccups. Remember that day?
Oh,
I was on the air with the hiccups. Why,
oh,
that was
gosh.
A trip. It almost hurt. It was funny.
The hiccups do hurt.
Well, when you're laughing at the same time, yeah. Because, then, you know, if you got a mic shoved in my face in this studio, chances are we're laughing. So there's five things on the sheet that deals with the difference between preaching and teaching. So that would be the act of, as opposed to, you know, the person. And the first one says audience. What do you think about that?
You mean the audience would dictate whether or not the speaker would be a preacher or a teacher?
Yes, one of the five factors, apparently. Excuse me.
If the person's adaptable, they'll see the need they need.
Okay. Well, my thinking, and I'm not even reading this, my thinking right off the bat was, would be if...
Put the
if,
notes down.
Dave's going off the page, guys. So my thinking, right, this could be dangerous. My thinking. Do you really want to know what's in this head? If I'm sitting down and I'm going to, and I'm trying to avoid the word teach or preach, if I'm going to instruct a group of people and they're all believers, am I preaching or am I teaching? Or does it matter?
I would say you would be teaching, because preaching, preaching is to get the gospel out there and to cement that in, to get that idea in their head. So preaching to believers.
Excellent.
Is maybe preaching to the choir.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun or analogy.
Right. So I would say to a group of believers, you would probably need a teacher more so.
Fascinating. Because last week when we were talking about the difference between a preacher and a pastor, you know, we compared the preacher to an evangelist.
Yeah.
You know, they're really an evangelist. If all they're doing is preaching and going home, they're not really shepherding. So so that's very cool. So if I'm addressing a group of fellow believers, probably teaching. Whereas addressing a group of people who need Jesus and are seeking, then maybe I'm preaching?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
All right.
Preaching the gospel, and it never gets old. It can be told 1,020,000 times, and it never gets old.
Well, ain't that the truth?
It's the same. It's the message is the same.
Figure I'll log into Facebook, see if anyone's messaging, since I did throw that out there. So far, I'm not there yet, because, you know, technology. It means y'all can talk.
Well, when I was thinking about preacher versus teacher,
yes.
I was thinking about the teacher is giving you something that you can mull over, and it might stick with you a little bit more than, say, being preached to. A preacher is putting the gospel out there. You get excited, and maybe it doesn't really sink in. And maybe you go home and you do the same thing you've always done. So preaching, and some people might take preaching wrong, you know? Well, especially, I guess it depends on the type of preaching that it is. You know, when I think of a preacher, I think of hellfire and brimstone and jump, shout,
knock them out.
Jump, shout, and knock them out, yeah. I think of that when I think of preacher. And then when I think of a teacher, I think of someone who's going to take the time, break it down, and make you think. More so than just tugging at your heartstrings and causing you to feel convicted, which is not a bad thing, but that's the difference, I think, between the two. A preacher puts the word out there. You can accept it or not, but maybe a teacher is going to give you a little something to... Maybe a teacher is going to give you a little homework, you know?
Kind of a nugget.
Yes,
if I can kind of go nugget. Off the wall, so it's the difference between a trailer to a movie and reading a synopsis to it.
Huh? That's deep, man. Elaine went, huh?
A movie trailer gets you really interested to see it, but a synopsis gets you the full, more detail if you really want to.
Hmm.
So the emotional response and the intellectual.
Oh.
Is that like the Cliff Notes or the book?
There you go.
Oh,
what's a book?
They don't make those anymore.
Moving right along. Point number two. Evangelism. Which is interesting because we kind of touched on that. True preaching must always consider lost people. Okay. Next, language. What? I don't understand that.
You don't understand language?
I understand English and a little bit of hillbilly.
Parle français?
Yeah, you got me there. Oh, okay, I see what they're talking about. They're talking about the language we use. Like, for example, if you're trying to convert the lost, the unchurched, and you start quoting King James Scripture at them, they're probably going to look at you like you grew another head.
With the these and the thous and the...
Bob begotted Sam, the begotted John.
Yeah,
begotted.
You forgot who now.
What does that even mean?
Lest while we were yet sinners, you know.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Luster, who?
Yeah, exactly. What's that mean? See, I think that has part... I mean, you know...
You got to start them on the milk before you give them the full course. So you got to get...
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. Paul talked about that, right? It's good stuff. I mean, if you use words like Trinity, atonement, sin, repentance... We assume the world knows what these means, but do they know what that means? Mm. I mean, I know a lot of people that probably don't know what it means, and they start hearing things like repent and atone and, you know.
There's so many negative things associated
nowadays. They're just immediately like, oh, they're preaching. And preaching is negative in their mind because they've had the book thrown at them so many times. They're probably bruised. I guess changing language to something a little more understanding.
To suit your audience.
If you don't define your terms, you risk losing people.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Motivation. What would motivate you to teach? You take this nerd tag off.
Well, if you're teaching the right setting and right people, you give them the right tools to go out and help more people.
Yeah, I think, you know, what would motivate me to teach something? Why would I want to make a point to teach something? If someone needs to be educated on a point, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we file the youth group in here on Friday nights, and my wife, she is definitely more of a teaching type than a preaching type. So, she's trying to educate these people on things that are not necessarily educated on.
What does the Bible say about lack of knowledge?
It's bad.
Bad spot for a dead area.
People are destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I am paraphrasing, but that is the gist of it. And I need to look that up.
And that's good language that you used.
Pretty sure that is. I will find that.
There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn about the Bible.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot to learn. It's
You never stop learning.
And if you're excited about what you know and you want other people to know, that would make you excited to want to teach it to them.
You can read the same book over and over again, get something new every time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with the Bible more so. I think it's interesting how you can take just one verse.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to read.
Even some of the shortest ones and get so much out of it when you meditate on it.
I remember a preacher telling me this one church overseas only had the book of Matthew. That's all they had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every Sunday he had a new scripture, new sermon, everything for it.
Yeah.
Every time. It was always fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also reject you as my priests because you have ignored the law of your God. I also will ignore your children.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's heavy.
That's good to learn.
Yeah, kind of a necessity. What do you think? Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. You can drop us a line. Yeah.
So that would mean ignorance is not bliss.
Well,
maybe only to the ignorant.
That's hence where it comes from, I guess.
I don't know.
Ignorance can be bliss. But
sometimes you know too much.
So we're talking about lack of knowledge. But
PS.
Paul turned around and said that all the knowledge he gained was like rubbish.
Yeah.
Of course, he was really referring to this higher education.
Mm.
Not that you should not go to school. Go to school. Because you need to be educated. You must have knowledge. So, yeah, motivation. So what would motivate one to preach?
Passion.
Passion's a good one. How about compassion?
Yes.
Got to get the word out there. It's lost.
We pray that we receive Jesus' compassion for people. And if we truly had it, our hearts would be wrecked all the time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we would be optimistic.
Because of the hope that we have in
him. Yeah. Let's take them all to heaven with us.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching something on TV last night. It was interesting. They had two comedians. And they were in the Bible Belt, and they were interviewing. One was an atheist. One was a Christian. The Christian comedian was Shonda Pierce, who I think is very funny.
Oh, she's a hoot.
The atheist, I don't know who he was. And quite frankly, he wasn't even really that funny, but she was hilarious. And they were talking about, well, you know, what about you two? Are you guys friends? And they both said, yeah, we're friends. And Shonda said, yeah, I'd drag him out of hell myself if I have to. And I did not do her voice justice, but she is hilarious.
That was pretty good.
She's going to storm the gates and drag him out, buddy, and sit on her back porch and have tea. I mean, she's just as southern as they get, man. So, yeah, she was preaching at him the whole time through the interview.
Yeah.
I thought it was comical. He was just kind of smiling and nodding, and she was just saying, you know, look, here's the difference. The difference is you're here and you're not really happy, and she draws a smiley, frowny face, and then she draws a smiley face, and see, this is me. I'm happy because I'm going to heaven, and she draws an arrow up.
I love it. It's simple.
It's not exactly how I do it, but hey, praise God, she's doing it. So, yeah, he knows he's got a friend if he decides that he needs Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome stuff. The last thing on this little paper of mine is monologue versus dialogue.
Oh, so dialogue is engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which is which?
Or monologue is planned and spoken and that's it, right?
It's like a speech, isn't it?
Kind of like, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
This is interesting.
I think you get more like dialogue, like a conversation. I think
yeah.
you get more because you can interact and talk it out instead of just going on and on and on, just one person talking.
Yeah.
You don't really get as much out of it.
And a monologue may even be rehearsed.
Yeah.
On paper.
I'm kind of reading through here trying to figure out what
we're talking about. It's teaching versus
witch. Well, I'm wanting to know which one are they likening the witch.
Mm-hmm. I figure monologue would be more to a teacher, because when a preacher's going, sometimes she'll throw his notes away and just keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
He's led in a different direction.
So you're saying the preacher is more of a monologue?
Mm-mm.
No? Yes? Mm-mm. No?
A preacher can have dialogue.
I could see that going both ways myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, this paper's from Mark Driscoll. I probably should cite that since mm-hmm. we're... Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not really reading it on the air or anything,
Thank
but
you.
We are looking at the bullet points. And, yeah, I don't have the exact URL, but we'll put a link up later. We can do that. Should be fairly easy to find. So, monologue versus dialogue. Majority of preaching is mainly, if not entirely, monologue.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a lot of interaction in church. You know, on Sunday morning, you don't have people asking questions making comments or...
Yeah, it's not a dialogue. It's
not a
more
dialogue
feedback.
At all. Yeah.
The amens and the...
Right.
Hoo-ha and whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you say to the preacher.
Yeah. There's always exceptions. It happens, too. That's one of these things that can go both ways in the middle of the service. I've seen
True.
Right in the middle of the stop, and they start, two of them start talking and go on to a new topic, and he goes somewhere else. It's rare.
Maybe that preacher's a teacher as well.
And they just Possibly. Forbidden.
I know I love dialogue when I'm teaching. There is nothing more painful than teaching to someone that will not talk.
Yeah.
At least that's my opinion. If sit in front of a group of people and start teaching, I just engage them on purpose, one-on-one, even to the point of being uncomfortable. Kind of like what I'm doing now.
My mind went to the baboon off Lion King.
Oh, God.
See, stick hitting somebody in the back.
So how do you like your spam, Danny?
Fraud.
Is there any other way to fix it?
Make it more heart.
Just cut it and eat it on a sandwich. Just chopped up with scrambled eggs and cheese.
You like deep fried Twinkies, don't you?
No, I like deep fried Oreos.
Oh, well, okay.
Man, that's got the recipe. I'll put peanut butter on it too, man.
Okay.
Sounds like a cardiac sandwich. Cardiac arrest.
It's funny. That's interesting, because there's something in this paper I saw earlier about ingredients.
It was on the last page there.
Well, not that one.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it was up here. It was like preaching and teaching are sometimes used interchangeably, like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm.
Or chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Or tequila and regrettable decisions.
Wow.
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
Wow.
But that's they're used interchangeably, but they're not really the same thing.
It might be how spam was made.
I'd say you're right.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Probably a bunch of Germans in a back room somewhere.
Mixing it up with their toes.
Okay. Okay, and you can send complaints to Danny at...
I could see a preacher being a teacher as well, because if he's preaching and he expounds on a certain point, he's teaching as well as preaching. That's cool.
Sure, and I've seen it happen. I know you have too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
What do you think of all this, Heath? Is our point pointless tonight? Does it matter?
I think it is very good, actually.
Oh. It is something to think about.
It is.
I just, I mean, but do we feel... Are we productive tonight? Do we feel like we know the difference now?
Can we dumb it down?
Oh, can we? Well, the preacher...
Preaches.
Yep. And the teacher...
Teaches.
Teaches.
Teacher kind of holds hand. Preacher kind of points the way.
Hey, see, I knew we.
Danny.
See?
Wow, that pearl.
There's more than spam to this guy, I'm telling you.
There's a pearl.
All right. That is awesome.
Say it again.
Teacher holds your hand and preacher points the way.
Man, that's a good sound bite
yeah,
right
that
there.
That is good.
That is good.
All right. Well, believe it or not, we're out of time. That was fun.
That mm-hmm. was good.
We'll remind you once again, we're doing a water drive for the town of Bud, West Virginia. Bud has been without clean drinking water, or water, period. Clean water, period. Since September. So, we're doing a water drive here at the church. You can drop water off here, and we'll see that we get it to the good people of Bud. Or, if you'd like, you can send a donation in at VOPWC.org. Again, it's VOPWC.org. That is an acronym for Voice of Praise Worship Center. Drop us a line, comment, suggestion, just say hello. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. And we'll be very glad to hear from you. Got some music here somewhere. There it is. Sunday. 10 a.m. Eastern Time. What happens?
Sunday.
Church. Pam will lead you in worship. Pastor Jason will bring the word. He'll preach it, teach it, something. But he'll
whatever
get it to you, buddy.
Yeah.
There will be Jesus yeah. spoken.
It's right, and it will be deep.
Yeah.
But it'll be wonderful. So join us. That happens live on Extreme Voice Radio. EVRadio.org if you're listening on the podcast. And if you're listening on EV Radio, go get the podcast, VOPWC.org. On behalf of Elaine.
It's been a pleasure.
It has. Danny.
Spam. Grater.
Spam you later.
Spam you later.
And Heath.
Bye, guys.
Later, man. I'm Dr. Dave. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on Getting Vocal.